another GIMP tutorial. In this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to create an underwater bubble effect. This is like bubbles coming to the surface of water, and note, this is not just a single bubble, but you are making a multitude of bubbles. I would be doing this tutorial on Linux, however, I cannot find a screen recorder with sound on Linux. Sure, there's XvidCap and GTK record my desktop, but GTK slurs my audio, and I can't get XvidCap to record the audio because it says it's missing from the binaries. But without going into detail, I can't find a good screen capture for Linux. So first, you may have noticed my toolbox has a new configuration, and to get that, click Edit, Preferences, then we're going to click Toolbox, and then check Show Active Brush, Pattern, and Gradient. This is completely optional, I just like it. On a Mac, there are also several themes you can choose. I'm going to stick with Leopard. Click OK. Then we're going to make a new image, 640 by 400. You can change the default image size also in the preferences. Now select the gradient Horizon 2. And select your brush as the Sparks brush. Everyone should have it that has GIMP. Oops. Check Use Color from Gradient. And just draw some sparks like that. If you want to have a background color other than white, you need to change it before you apply the sparks. Then click Filters, Map, Displace. You're going to want to use a pretty powerful displace on this one. Click OK, and you should get something like this. It looks absolutely horrible. Now, this is best if you have a tablet, but one is not required. We're going to clean it up. So, uncheck Use Color from Gradient and select a normal circle brush. And just clean out the sparks, but do not clean out the bubbles. We want to save this bubbly effect, get rid of the sparks. You may also do this with a fuzzy brush if you want to get smooth edges. In fact, I would recommend that if you don't have a tablet. So I'm going to cut, and then when I come back, this will hopefully all be clean. And yeah, I will be back in a second. Okay, I'm back, and I have cut out all the extra sparky residue. And this is the basis of all, this is really all you need to do to create the bubble effect, but me being GIMP know-how, I am going to create a text effect to go along with it. What GIMP know-how tutorial is complete without a text effect? And so I'm just going to take a normal font, sans, make it pretty big, type in whatever I want it to, in this case it's bubble, make it black just so it's a bit easier to see, bit bigger yet, alright. Now here's where you have to choose. Do you want your text to look awesome, or do you want your audience to be able to read your text? Click Layer, Layer to Image Size, and then click Filters, Map, Displace, keeping with the Displace theme. Now as you can see, yeah, you can't read that. Doesn't even look very cool. So we're going to tone this way down until it's slightly readable. In this case, I think that about does the job, 5642. Okay, now move it to the center. Now right-click, and then click Alpha to Selection. Now take your Gradient tool, and we're just keep the same gradient, but stroke down just so that you don't see the horizon line in the text. Then click Select, Grow by 1 pixel. And what I mean by horizon line is this line right here in the gradient. You don't want to be able to see that. Now on your new layer, fill it in with black. This creates a black outline and it looks atrocious, but fear not. Now click, see, it does look atrocious. Now click Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur. I'm sorry, it's Gaussian Blur or something. Gauss rhymes with house. I've been told how to pronounce it, but I forgot. So it doesn't matter. Alright, so here we have the main bubble text, and now we're going to add a gradient overlay to it. Make a new layer. Then with your same horizon gradient, set the layer mode to overlay. Then use your horizon gradient to find a good gloss point. In this case, I think mine's right about here. It kind of adds a gloss to the L and the end of the E, and makes everything else a bit more blue. And you can still read that it says bubble. So this has been the GIMP know-how tutorial on how to make a bubble effect in GIMP. If you enjoyed this tutorial, please subscribe. You can see my tutorials and more tutorials over at gimptv.net. You can submit your own tutorials at gimptv.net. And you can also go there to stop hearing my badgering you going to gimptv.net. Although if you watch my tutorials, you'll still hear me telling you to go to gimptv.net. So anyway, that has been my tutorial. Thanks for watching.